dog, Tiny's at a radio show. Like, he always talking shit about someone on Facebook wearing leggings and yoga pants. You need to get off your ass and get a real job, you bum ass nigga. Ugly ass looking.
I got a new show. Everybody tune in. So run, go tell a friend. Don't ever try to play me.
Like, what's the name of your show?
Oh, my regard, crazy. Please call in 347-857-4302. Free game radio, I do it for my crew. To my haters, I'm still laughing at you. I got a new show. Everybody tune in. So run, go tell a friend. Don't ever try to play me.
Like, what's the name of your show, Lucky?
Oh, my record crazy. Please call in 347-857-4302. Sweet game radio, I do this for my crew. To my haters, I'm still laughing at you.
Yo, what's poppin'? This is Elmira Gone Crazy. I'm your host, Lucky Me, a.k.a. Mr. New City, a.k.a. I'm always in somebody's mouth in Elmira because they always talking about me, which is cool. It's promotion. It's good. We got a good show in store for you guys. We're talking about tattoos. We're talking about, if your baby dad gets a tattoo with your name on it, your man. Like, when is it a good time to get a tattoo of a significant other? You know what I'm saying, on your arm, your back, your neck, whatever. Is there any do's and any don'ts? We're going to be talking about Rochelle Weed, an Elko worker, and the things that's been going on with that and the drama and the people, the stuff that people want to hear my side of the story. And I just want to get that out. You know what I'm saying? Talking about Molly. We're talking about the weather heating up. We're talking about a lot of things. We're talking about drama. We're talking about cocaine. This is going to be a crazy show or whatever. Just sit back. You know what I'm saying? Whether you're listening on your computer or on through your phone. And keep in mind, at any time, you can press 2 to speak. You know what I'm saying? Let me go pay some more bills, let you guys get settled in, you know what I'm saying? Put the pacifiers in the kid's mouth. And we're going to have a good time. Good show.
Yeah. Birthday. It's your birthday.
If I die, carry me in Sonny Lewis style.
They ask me what I do and who I do it for.
Yeah.
And how I come up with this shit up in the studio.
Yeah.
All I want for my birthday is a big booty hoe.
No.
All I want for my birthday is a big booty hoe.
No.
When I die, bury me inside the country style.
No.
When I die, bury me inside the Lewis style.
No.
All I want for my birthday is a big booty hoe.
Yeah.
All I want for my birthday is a big booty hoe. She got a big booty, so I call her big. Wrist moving, cooking, getting to it.
Cookin'.
I'm in the kitchen.
I'm in the kitchen.
Jams everywhere.
Damn.
Just made a juice.
Yeah,
I got bands everywhere.
Bands.
You the realest nigga breathing if I hold my breath.
Damn.
Referee with a whistle. Hold his tag. Extendo clip.
Extendo
roll.
Extendo roll.
When your girl leave me, she need a hair salon. Have weed killers going on the chopper thumb. When I die, bury me next to two bitches. They ask me what I do and who I do it for.
Yeah.
And how I come up with this shit up in the studio.
Yeah.
All I want for my birthday is a big booty hoe.
Yeah.
All I want for my birthday is a big booty hoe.
Doing, huh? It's my birthday, I deserve to be greedy, huh? She holding out, she ain't giving to the needy, huh? You go downstairs and fall asleep with the TV on. Y'all been together 10 years, you deserve a menage. Especially if you put that BMW in a garage. Especially if you paid a couple payments on her mama crib. Went to her niece's graduation, man, I hate those kids. Last birthday, she got you a new sweater. Put it on, give her a kiss and tell her do better. She said, how about I get you jewelry from the How about she hit the West End and get a best friend? I'm joking, I'm just serious. I asked her, don't be acting like no actress. If we preaching, then we practice. Don't be reaching, don't be touching shit. We and Kanye West Benz, cause I will turn you back to a pedestrian.
Yeah. They ask me what I do and who I do it wow. Yeah. And how I come up with this shit up in the studio.
Wow.
Yeah. All I want for my birthday is a big booty house. All I want for my birthday is a big booty house. When I die, bury me inside the country style. When I die, bury me inside the low style. All I want for my birthday is a big booty house. All I want for my birthday is a big booty house. It's your birthday. It's your birthday. Bad bitch contest. You in first place. You in first place. You in first place.
watching. Conversations on the phone to the break of dawn. Now we all alone, water like tongue. Turn them off, time to set it off. Get you wet and soft, something's on your mind, let it off. You don't know me, you just met me, you won't let me. Well, if I couldn't have it, why you sweat me? It's a lot of real G's doing time. Cause the groupie bit the truth and told a lie. You picked the wrong guy, baby, if you're too fly. You need to hit the door, search for a new guy. Cause I only got one night in town, break out a beat clown. Baby, doll, are you down? I get around.
Yeah, what's popping? It's Kid Lucky Me here, and this is Elmira Gone Wild, Gone Crazy, whatever you want to call it. Finally, Elmira has a voice, a radio show where you guys can call in, vent on your baby dads, do the things that you like to do. If you're calling in from your house, you call in at 347-857-4302. Once again, 347-857-4302. At any time while you're listening from your phone, you can press 2 if you want to chime in and say things. We got, like I said, we got a lot to cram in a two-hour span or whatever the case may be. A lot of good things happen. I want to give a birthday shout-out to Middle X. He was a caller about 3 weeks ago. We threw a little birthday bash for him or whatever the case may be. I want to say shout-out to Elmira. Regardless if there was, you know, a whole bunch of dancing and stuff like that, I already knew that there wasn't. Be clear, I already knew. Well, before I get into the negative, let's get into the positive. The positive was there was no violence. There were no fights, no negativity. Salute to that from Elmira. But I always get that from my parties anyway, because I make sure that if you're throwing a party, the person who's throwing a party is not supposed to have a good time. He goes to make sure his guests have a good time, and that's okay. I didn't buy no alcohol like that. I didn't put no bud and none of that stuff in the air. The reason why I didn't do that is because Elmira parties, I used to do that before, and people don't dance. So the fact that people wasn't dancing, I didn't feel obligated to go and put alcohol in the air or whatever. So shout out to Middle X and shout out to McFlurry. It was their birthday. She turned 16, so shout out to McFlurry. Now she can go to McDonald's and buy her own McFlurry. She's 16 and 10th grade, whatever you want to call it. We had a good time. People party, chopped it up. I seen a smile on Middle X's face. It was a priceless smile. It was a smile of enjoyment. You know, he enjoyed himself, and hopefully he should be calling in. I don't know whether in the next half an hour, or whatever the case may be. Oh, hold on. We got somebody putting their hand up. Let's get one in the air. You're on the air. 5908.
What up?
Oh, Middle X is in the building. What's good, boy?
What up, man?
You know, we threw a little birthday bash for you, whatever the case may be. I want to say I was trying to get everybody to sing happy birthday to you. People were open to it, but I just kind of, I guess it wasn't a hood thing. It's not really known for everybody to sing happy birthday, so people was kind of leery. But I was trying to get everybody to say happy birthday for you. Do you want to tell the listeners of Elmira and Rockland or wherever they're listening from, how you feel about your birthday?
It was cool. It wasn't bad, you know what I'm saying? It was a great party. It is that, you know what I'm saying, I was just, you know, visiting my wifey at the time, and, you know, that's all it was. Other than that, it was cool, man. You know what I mean? Got a chance to, you know, showcase a little bit, you know, and show with people that, you know, that really appreciate the kid.
Got a thing for the kid. Yo, did you see, how did you feel about the ladies that night?
No comment.
No, listen. We're not. I didn't ask you that question to bash anybody or anything, or whatever the case may be. But you know, what do you thought? You thought they were sexy? Maybe you thought whatever you thought is your thoughts. I know. You want to know what I thought?
Yeah.
All right. My thoughts on the females. They were cool. I give a shout out to all the females who came out, even if they came, poked their head in, and kept it moving. Shout out to them. I really don't. They didn't do no ratchet stuff or nothing like that. So salute to all the girls. So that's my response. So. I don't know what your response would have been to that.
I'll say this. I appreciate everybody that came. I appreciate, you know, everybody that came, even though some cats just thought it was just a party. You know what I'm saying? Just like I said, man, I appreciate the fact that you do that. You know what I mean? Other than that, you know, everything was cool, man. You know what I'm saying? Other than that, I just can't speak to poor nothing.
Okay, we're having I don't know if I want to take up too much of your time. I don't know, you sound like a busy guy. You're working on your mixtape and your new album. If you didn't know, Middle Wax is working on an album called The Seventh Element, and he's also working on his mixtape. And we got a crazy topic. We're talking about tattoos. That seems to be the trending thing or whatever case, getting tattoos and stuff like that. You mentioned that you're in a relationship. You've been in a relationship for how long with this young lady, off and on?
10 years.
10 years?
Yeah, 10.
10 years off and on. Would it be safe to say you love this young lady?
With all my heart, brother, no hesitation.
I just had to hear
what you had to say for us, because I was putting my earpiece on. So, yeah.
Oh, all right. Listen, get comfortable with some popcorn. Kick your feet up. Let one sock off. You know what I'm saying? Get comfortable. Now, all right, tattoos. Would you feel some type of way if she got your name tattooed on her and vice versa?
Nah, I wouldn't feel no type of way. But then again, at the same time, like, it's her body. If she feels like she want to do that, she can do it. Now, if it was another dude's name, then, you know, during the time that me and her is together. Now, if it was like her, you know, with someone that she was with at one point, and she was with them for a long period of time, and she got tattooed on her name, and we weren't together or nowhere near together at one point, and we got together, then I understand that. But if it was something like just miraculously out of the blue, like, where during the time of me and her talking and all that shit, nah, I wouldn't feel that shit.
Okay.
But other than that, I wouldn't care.
Okay, so you're saying that, you know, tattoos are good for meaning. It has to have some sort of meaning behind it, correct?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? That person got to have full love for that person just to get a tattoo on them. If they don't, you know what I'm saying, if they're doing it for show, then, you know, they probably doing it for show, or they probably want to, you know, show appreciation and love for that person, or they really got, you know, true admiration. I mean, I know I said that shit twice, but, you know, they probably got, like, full admiration to the fullest to really get their, you know, get that person's name tattooed on their body. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Or their child or whatever, you know what I mean? But, yeah. Hello?
What I was going to say, I lost track, but anyway, we're talking about tattoos and stuff like that. All right, you said you've been with your girl for 10 years, so that sounds about normal. So let's just say, hypothetically, you was just messing around, or not even messing around, and a female gets Middle Wax tattooed on her, and you're not really dealing with her like that. She's in her own situations and stuff like that. How would you take that?
How would I take that? If it was a chick I was messing around with that had my name on her, I think that she really feel the kid too strong, you know what I'm saying? Even though she got to know her boundaries a bit. But if it's her body, it is, like I said, again, it is her body. She can do what she want to do with it. But if it's like in the sense of her just doing it miraculously, and she knows that, you know, it's no ties to anything, you know, then that's on her. You know what I'm saying? I can't really, you know, get angry or mad about the situation at any given moment because that's her. But, you know, as long as she knows the boundaries and she knows, you know, that is nothing but a fuck. You know what I mean?
Okay. I'm sorry. You got to take a quick commercial break or whatever. Could you hold on, X?
Yeah.
All right. Shout out to all the callers on deck. We're going to play a quick song real quick.
I ain't
Tuck
got
ass.
No motherfucker.
So I
friend.
Fucked your bitch, you fat motherfucker. West Side, bad boy killer. You know who the realest is, niggas. We bring it to you. First of all, fuck your bitch in the click you claim. West Side, when we ride, come equipped with game. You claim to be a player, but I fucked your wife. We bust on bad boys, niggas fuck for life. Plus, hopefully trying to see me weak, hearts I rip. Vicky Smalls and Junior Mafia, some mark ass bitches. We keep on coming while we running for your juice. Steady gunna keep on busting at the boots. You know the rules. Lil' Steezer, go ask your homie how I leave you. Cut your young ass up, leave you in pieces. Now be deceased. Lil' Kim, don't fuck around with real cheese. Quick to snatch your ugly ass off the streets. So fuck beats. I let them niggas know it's on for life. Don't let the West Side ride tonight. Bad boy murdered on wax and kill. Fuck with me and get your cat's pill. You know, see, grab your blocks when you see Tupac. Call the cops when you see Tupac. Who shot me? But your pump's getting finished. Now you're about to feel the wrath of a menace. Nigga, I hit him up.
Check this out. You motherfuckers know what time it is. I don't even know why I'm on this track. Y'all niggas ain't even on my level. I'ma let my little homies ride on.
Sorry about that. We're back. We just had to take care of some issues here at the show. X, you still there?
Yeah.
All right. So we're talking about tattoos and stuff like that. All right. Now, I just want to throw this out there. You know what I'm saying? I want to be clear for anyone that's listening for drama or anything, as a case may be. Now, people say, Lucky, you're bitter if you're over the situation. Why are you still talking about it? And stuff like that. Why are you still talking about it and stuff like that? This is the reason why I talk about stuff, you know what I mean, when it comes to girls. It happened once upon a time with Giselle. I was 50% wrong in that situation. I over, you know, went a little too far with that situation, but it was 50-50 with that situation. But this is how I deal with, you know what I'm saying, girls and situations and stuff like that. Now, with this situation, I think guys' emotions, a lot of sexual activities is going on out here, and I think guys, you know what I'm saying, people who mess with Rachelle Weed or whatever the case may be, I'm talking about in the future that chooses to mess with her or whatever, they need to know that she contracted she did contract two STDs, gonorrhea and chlamydia. So I asked her, you know what I'm saying? I said, Miss, how do you expect me to take you serious when you contracted two STDs? You know what I'm saying? Your child was born, your child's about 9-10 months. So they say you're not supposed to have sex for the first 6 weeks. But I wouldn't think no one would wait to the 6 weeks. They would usually wait two months and stuff like that, or whatever the case may be. Cool. So that means in a 6 month span, she had sexual relations raw with whoever the guy, you know what I'm saying? Because I don't know every guy she had sex with, you know what I'm saying? But she had unprotected sex, or whatever the case may be, you know what I'm saying? One of those guys gave her an STD, you know what I'm saying? Or it could have been, we don't know. She could have got it from out of town. She could have got it from Bath, Cornell, who knows? Binghamton, who knows? But I think people should know. And the reason why I'm going on about it, and this will probably be the last time I speak on it, but this is my show, and this is what goes on. The moral of the story is this. Ladies, you can't tell a man that you love him and you want to be with him, and you bring in friends to their home to try to convince that you have a certain love for them. It's just not cool. You know what I'm saying? It's hard for me to take a female serious about a relationship when you're out here being raw, you're being foul, and you're having... And you're contracting these things. Now, some may say, Lucky, how do you know this stuff? Now, I know it because she told me. And she also put it on her page that she contracted two STDs. So I'm not going off rumors. A lot of times in Elmira, people go off rumors and stuff like that with me. I hear all types of rumors about me or whatever, being a player and all this super shit, neither here nor there. But we're talking about Rochelle, Wheat, and what's going on. And people say, all right, Lucky, so why are you talking about it? Because I don't hit females. I don't get into that whole thing and all that stupid stuff like that. So this is what I do. I make music. You know what I'm saying? Think about Ray J. Ray J made a song called I Hit It First. Now, he hasn't been with Kim Kardashian in 6 years. But he sits back and he looks at it. As Kim Kardashian goes through, he goes through all these players, about six men and all this stuff like that. So Ray J put out a song. Now, when I listen to Ray J's song, I don't say, oh, my God, he missed her. He's stupid for making this song. I said, no, this is what he feels. He sit back. He's like, you know what? She went through all those men, but at the end of the day, I hit that first. Now, I'm not saying that's the same thing with this situation. What I'm saying is that I'm not bitter about the situation. I just want to inform people. I want to inform guys that you just can't go around doing that. Like, and be clear, she's a very attractive young lady. Long hair, nice eyes, pretty face, nice thick little body, could use a little work, but she's still a beautiful person. But she has low self-esteem. And when you have low self-esteem, you know what I'm saying, and it comes from guys, you know what I'm saying, doing females dirty and stuff like that. And I understand, Elmira girls, because I'm for y'all. I see it every single day. Y'all pushing strollers by yourself. Most men in Elmira aren't shit. You know what I'm saying? Am I in there? A little bit, but not really, because I'm different, because I'm lucky. Before I go on a little more, somebody got their hand up. I just want to get them on the air real quick. Hold on. You're on the air. You're on the air. All right. Let's try this again. 9617, you're on the air. All right, they ain't saying nothing. Your ex.
Yeah.
You want to chime in on that? Am I going overboard?
You said, well, you know, you're not going overboard. Hey, it's easy to release the problems instead of basically, you know, sitting back and, you know, instead of basically letting it escalate into something hard, you know what I mean? To a point where it paused. It's, you know what I'm saying? Into a situation where, you know, it can resort to violence, you know, court. Or, you know what I'm saying, all types of, you know what I mean, craziness.
I just find it weird that these females, they try to tell us that, oh, I love you, I love you, I love you, but then you're doing crazy things. Like, you can't, and the guys too, be clear. Like, there's a lot of guys out there telling females that they love them, and they don't even care about them. You know what I'm saying? And it's whack, and it's trash. And it shouldn't be that way. You know what I'm saying? If you love a female, you love them. If you just want to be and all that, be honest. Let them know, like, straight up. Like, listen, you know what I'm saying? I really don't see you. I tell a chick all the time, listen, miss, you got 2 or 3 kids. The chances of us being an item is slim. But you got a fat ass, and I would love to be. So then it's up to her to be like, well, he kind of cute. Man, look like you got a big cock. Pause. You know what I'm saying? They may just give up the pussy. But I'm not going to lie to a chick and tell her that I love her just to get the buns and then fuck her head up and stuff like that. So, you know, moving to where I'm at. So with that being said, or whatever the case may be, she's telling me that she loves me. And gets a tattoo. She pops the tattoo. When I see the tattoo, part of me is like, all right, it's cute. It builds a man's self-esteem up a little bit. Make me feel kind of high, or whatever the case may be.
I just don't.
But it's weird, though. Why would a girl get a tattoo of a man's name on her and she's not with him? So that makes her a fan. Or like an extreme, extreme fan. You know, people get 50 Cent and G-Unit and stuff. They're not part of G-Unit, but they get it. You know what I'm saying? What you think, X?
A woman with an STD with a tattoo name on you and claiming that she loves you, then
Keep in mind, not to cut you off, I apologize. Keep in mind, when she first met me, she dissed me in my swap shop. I couldn't get no play. I couldn't get no play. You know what I'm saying? And I didn't even know she was pregnant at the time. I met her, she was about 4 months pregnant. You know what I'm saying? I met her when she was first, like 4 months pregnant. You know what I'm saying? Four months pregnant. I asked her, you know what I'm saying? I thought she was just sick. I asked her to Chuck E. Cheese. That's my line. First would be Cookie Day, but it's Chuck E. Cheese. So anyway, she dissed me. But then, just like all these other Elmira girls do, they think I have money. I'm the brokest nigga in town, but they think I have money. So what they do is, a month later or so, they start, like, hey, Lucky, they hit me on the inbox or something like that, and then they try to infiltrate to spend coin. I don't trick on no pussy. I am Lucky Me. Be clear. Any females listening, if you think you can trick me or whatever the case may be, you got a better off chance of being yourself. And that's why I love my baby mom, Lil Debbie. I'm going to shoot this straight up. The reason why I love Lil Debbie to death is because no matter how much gold I be trying to give her, no matter how much money I be trying to give her just to kind of shut her up and stuff like that, she says, no, I don't want that shit. I wanted to buy her Tims. She said, I want no fucking Tims. I want some regular comfortable-ass shoes. I try to buy her some Icy Whites and some Uptowns. She don't want any shit. She doesn't want basic shit because she says, Lucky, I want you, and I don't want your money. So when all these other girls, they be trying to get my money and all that, you're not going to get nothing but food stamps. X, once upon a time you told me about you was big on the scene when it comes to music a little bit. Did you have to deal with groupies? Well, yeah, let's call them groupies.
let's just put it to you like this. I had a few. We all had some groupies, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to, you know, Mitch Bass, a.k.a., you know what I mean, Match Banks, you know what I'm saying, and Shorts Venue. Yeah, we all had, you know, some groupies at one point, you know what I'm saying, when we was doing our thing, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, at the same time, some of them try to, you know, play the kid and say, you know, the kid was stalking them and all types of crazy shit, you know what I'm saying? But other than that, like, that's why I don't really, you know, feed into all that bullshit out here, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't holler, I don't be doing none of that, you know what I'm saying? Because when a dude, especially when you were, you know, a nigga, you know what I'm saying, when you're black and all that, you know what I'm saying, you go through mad trials and tribulations. So I don't be fucking around like that, you know what I mean?
Is it safe to say, I mean, I had a conversation, and if the people listening, they want to know, you kind of said you was done with Elmira Girls for the most part. And like I said, I want to throw it, be clear. I believe there are some good Elmira Girls or whatever the case may be. But do you think that some of them are gold diggers or whatever, or they just go after guys they think have money? And is that the reason why you think sometimes they get drug dealers, they get pregnant by drug dealers?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying, because they want a nigga with bread. You know, like I told you before about the chemistry, man, the chemistry is off in this area. Like, you know what I'm saying, they either, you know, I'm not saying that it's not a balance, you know, in the sense of saying materialism and money or monetary or whatever like that, but, you know, it's about the chemistry first, you know what I'm saying, getting to know the person and understanding that person thoroughly. You know what I'm saying? Whether that person is, you know, having a 9-to-5 or being in the streets, you know what I mean? But if nobody, you know what I'm saying, if they don't really be on that level of understanding each other, then that shit will throw it off 100%. You feel what I'm saying? Like, seriously, it'll throw it off. And most chicks will sit there and try to lie and try to tell you, oh, it's not like this and it's not like that. But in actual reality, it is, because, like I said, I've been up here and I've researched, and I said, you know what I'm saying? That's why I don't holler at none of these chicks up here, because they're no good to me. You know what I'm saying? They want a nigga that, you know, a certain wave. They want that certain wave, and you know, they want to be able to go after their friends with their friends fucked or whatever. They want, you know what I'm saying, certain niggas. And I ain't going to sit there and talk all, you know, about that, you know, that other lifestyle, because that other lifestyle, we're our air, and, you know, this is satellite. So, you know what I'm saying? I don't try to speak on that shit. I don't like, you know, I'll say after, the G's, but you know, and I ain't talking about, you know, gangsters. I'm talking about the other side. But other than that, you know what I'm talking about, brother. Like, they be on some bullshit. You know what I mean?
All right, so, I mean, we I don't really want to stay too much on the show thing. I got that shit out of the way or whatever the case may be. Now, we're talking, now, you know, I got wind. How do you feel about your ex-girls and stuff like that forming Voltron, you know what I'm saying, and shit like that? Have you ever had a situation where two of your exes, they kind of get together and then they get into a bashing, you know what I'm saying, trying to bash you?
No, I ain't ever had that. But I'll tell you this, what I did had was like, one of my exes, this was like a long time ago, she went through the whole clique and tried to, you know, get us to go against each other at one point, you know what I'm saying? Try to get me and my peoples to go against each other at one point, you know what I mean? But, you know, it didn't work. It just, you know, it just brought me to a whole different sense to not really actually, you know, fuck with a chick that everybody want to fuck with. Not saying that, you know, get the most unattractive chick or anything. I got a beautiful woman, you know what I mean? But what I mean is, like, a woman that won't be on that level to be whorish, you know what I'm saying? So that's the only thing that happened to me. But other than that, like, nah, that never happened to me with chicks trying to form Voltron, you know, to go against the kid. I had chicks that went against me without being my ex, you know what I'm saying, because of the fact that, you know, they either wanted to be my friend for some reason, you know, mm-hmm. which I tell them strictly all the time, like, I don't do the female friendship unless it's mutual, in a sense of, you know, me saying I want to be their friend, or, you know, I already done pipe them at one point, or, you know what I'm saying, or the simple fact that I have, you know, unless it's really mutual on both levels, you know what I'm saying, that's only two things, unless she was my ex-girl too, that was the last thing I was going to say, unless she was my ex-girl, and I really felt like she deserves to be a friend, you feel me?
All right, I want to, not to, I'm watching people comments and stuff like that on Facebook, and I just want to throw out there, like I said, if anyone's offended, you know what I'm saying, I apologize. This is real talk. We're just having real conversation talk. It's not about bashing. It's about guys, like, I'm an emotional dude, and I feel like certain things shouldn't be done. I think guys' emotions shouldn't be played with. I just think it's whack. The same way females' emotions shouldn't be played with, guys' emotions shouldn't be played with. I just think it's whack. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of like me telling my wife or my girl, you know what I'm saying, I got mad feelings for her, da-da-da, this and that. And then I tell her I'm being monogamous, and then I bring her, you know what I'm saying, an STD or something like that. It would prove that she's being foul. Now, I'm not saying this particular situation that she gave me an STD or anything, because I didn't get one. If I did, I would be honest with you guys, and I would say it, and I'd be like, oh, I got a pill, whatever. Because I'm going to shoot it straight. At the end of the day, I'm going to be lucky me. So if she would have gave me something, it probably would have been a whole different thing. But you got to have sex for that to happen. And, you know what I'm saying, the process of being around her the second time around, I strongly believe what my gut tells me. And my gut, when my gut tells me, lucky, lay in the bed, don't fuck, though, and see where the mind is at. As men, sometimes we gotta play the game. You gotta play hard to get sometimes. So try it, fellas, for a week straight. Whatever your girl or side piece or whatever, don't give her no penis. Beat off or something, whatever you gotta do in the bathroom, but don't give her no penis for a week. And when they write, because they write on Facebook, oh, I want my man to cuddle and do this and watch a movie, do it for a week. Just cuddle, you know what I mean? Little pet kisses and stuff like that. No sex, and I'll bet you, After eight days, she's going to be pissed the fuck off because you gave her what she wanted. But in the same respects, in my situation, you know what I mean? I used to get in the bed with her. I'm not going to say it. I used to get in the bed with her. But when she wanted to do it, I was like, nah, I'll pass. And she'll be pissed off about it. And that showed me, when I wasn't around, that she would go other places, which is she has every right to do. But if you're doing that, be honest. Be real, or whatever the case may be. Now, X, you've been with your girl for 10 years, or whatever the case may be. Is there engagement coming, marriage? What are your plans with that? Are you just going to let time take its course, and whenever God wants y'all to get married, he's going to provide that for you?
Yeah, that's what I'm not going to rush into anything right now. I told her straight up I ain't going to rush anything. You know, we going to have to, you know, we on the level of, you know, working things out on a, like where we can get to a physical level of working things out, living with each other and everything like that first. You know what I'm saying? Other than that, I'm not in no rush. And, you know, of course I would like to have marriage, you know what I'm saying, with her and really spend the rest of my life with her. You know what I mean? But other than that, I'm just going to try to, like, you know, we just cool out and really, you know, take this time to really, you know, establish ourselves. You know what I'm saying? So that's all I'm doing right now. And that's all we focused on right now, is to focus and do what we need to do as far as being a couple first. Because we haven't really got to that, you know, physicality first. You know what I'm saying? Being around each other and all that shit. We've been talking for a minute. You know what I'm saying? And it's real love. You know what I mean? Like, even though some people might look at it like, how? If you
hey, hold on. We got a private call, right? The private call is about to chime in. Now, private caller, before I let you in, be clear that I have an X button that I can press X at any time and anything. Remember, I control everything. So any crazy talk or anything, you will be, your call will be cut. Private caller, you are on the air.
Yo, this is Tyreek Amber. Nigga, you ugly as shit.
Thank you to the caller who called in. Thank you to the caller who called in. Thank you to the caller who just called in private. Thank you. Every time someone
My bad. Hold on, I have to laugh real quick.
You know, I knew it was going to be some shenanigans because they called private. But look, if you want to talk about it, whoever the private caller, call on back. Because every time you call, I get paid. So call on back, and we'll get you back on the air. Shout out to the caller, because that means he listened. You know, I mean, obviously he listened. He's listening, and he felt it takes a while. You got to down numbers. You got to down numbers. You waited to get on the air. You had your hand up for a little bit. I ignored it, and then I let you in. So shout out to the caller. Thank you for chiming in. This is Elmira Gone Wild. You know what I'm saying? I'm your host, Lucky Me, a.k.a. Mr. New City. We got Middle Wax, you know what I'm saying, on the air. Shout out to Brooklyn Black, Pregame Radio. We're in the building. Finally, Elmira has a voice. We're talking about a lot of things, you know what I'm saying? We're talking about an ex-birthday party, giving shout out to the people who came and acted accordingly. They, you know what I'm saying, dance, you know, drink, and have a good time. You know, they mingle. No violence. No one got arrested. It was just a cool, peaceful night to celebrate the birth of someone's birthday, which was dope. And I just want to say thank you to all the people who came. What I do want to say, the people who said they were coming are in the way. Why would you say you coming if you not coming? It's like, it's weird. It is weird. You know what I'm saying? And why with parties do people always ask, who's there? What do you mean, who's there? You have beef with somebody? You want to, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you be a normal person, you know what I'm saying? You come with intention to have a good time. I don't know. Like I said, my boy, we're going to get a little some entertainment news. Shaheem the Rugged Child. You guys may know him from movies like The Preacher's Wife. From The Preacher's Wife, Original Gangster. He was the youngest member of Wu-Tang Clan back in the day with all the crazy hair, Shaheem. He was arrested. You know what I mean? Allegedly, they found heroin, weed, a gun, and some prescription pills in his crib. You know what I'm saying? I had a conversation with him. I actually know him. If people don't know, I actually know him. Or whatever, had a conversation with him. He's doing well. He's out on bail. He's cut. He's looking to beat that case or whatever. So you see it on SSL magazine.com. it's all, you know how they do. Once you get arrested, they add all these charges and they put it out there because you're a celebrity. So shout out to Shaheen, Bottom Up Records, Staten Island, and all of them. Hopefully he gets through that situation unscathed. What else to talk about? Little Reese, he's the sidekick of Chief Keef, or whatever the case may be. He was arrested on a warrant for a trespass. You know what I'm saying? He was found 4 a.m. in the morning in his car, whatever the case may be. I guess slumped up, and he was arrested. Whatever. I guess they seen him in the car. They like, hey, identification and stuff like that. And then, you know what I'm saying, he had a warrant. And so hopefully he can knock that out. Trespass. I just beat a trespass charge, so you good. You know what I'm saying? Little Reese, they're out of trouble. Y'all get money. Y'all do y'all thing over there. Shout out to that. Like I talked about earlier, Ray J finally dropped his I Hit It First video. We all know that that's about Kim Kardashian. Now, X, how do you feel about that track?
Ah, man.
Hold on. Do you feel he was bitter, or do you feel like he was just being creative, or he was seizing the moment?
I think he was seizing the moment. You know what I'm saying? Like, I felt like he felt like, okay, she want, you know, to get famous off of these rappers and all the niggas, like, you know, it's time for me to get, you know, my residuals and return the favor. You know what I mean? But at the same time, I felt there was kind of a little bit of animosity there. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, at the same time, I felt like he just wanted to get back. You know what I'm saying? He wanted to get back at her. You know what I mean? So that's what I felt about the Ray J track. You know what I'm saying?
I think it's like a, let's see. I mean, because I talked about it in the beginning. But, I mean, to be honest, I think the song is cut and dry. I don't think he's too bitter. I think he's upset at the fact that she's not giving him credit for their stardom. You know what I mean? Like, because just think about it. Before the sex tape, did you know about Kim Kardashian?
Nah, I didn't.
Do you know how the family got money eventually?
Later on, like I ain't realized, you know what I'm saying? Like I ain't know nothing about them until like after the video. They just come out, they were multimillionaires and all this other stuff, and I was like, for what?
They had a little bit of change. Their father was an Olympian. I think he did track and field, and he did some other things or whatever, and he got a little side business and stuff like that. I can't really remember what the wife was doing, but, you know, I think that's all it's about. Ray J is like, listen, give me my credit, you know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, I made you famous. We didn't work out, and it's like, that's what it is, but I don't think he's super bitter. Ray J can get all the bitches he wants. He's Ray J, you know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, I don't think he's super bitter. I just think that they're over milking the situation, which is I would do it too. And I think he's sitting back like, damn, they're making all that money as far as that situation, and he's doing what he does. I don't know, but listen, if you just tuned in, this is Pregame Radio with Lucky Me, Elmira Going Wild, and we in the building. You know what I'm saying? You just call 347-857-4302. Once again, 347-857-4302. And we got a little bit over an hour left or whatever. Thank you to all the people who's calling, who's listening on their computers and stuff like that. I got people sending me threatening messages on my text messages about Rochelle, whatever the case may be. I think this is crazy. But anyway, you know what I'm saying? We're going to stay positive. We're going to keep it regular. I don't need to worry about nothing. God got me, so I'm good. And so we're going to play one more song, and then we're going to get back, talk about some crazy shit. I got some shit to talk about, y'all. Woo! Yeah, we back. Finally, Elmira has his own radio show. You can listen from your computer, from your phone. I just want to give a couple of shout-outs to, you know what I'm saying, some good people who, they can be doing anything else right now. They can be watching reruns of Teen Mom, but they chose listening, you know what I'm saying, to a local guy. You know what I'm saying? I want to give a shout-out to, you know what I'm saying, Sam from Corden. Shout-out to her. She also came to the party. Shout-out to Miss Shayna for coming, for listening with her hubby or whatever. She wants to let you know, sir, she loves you. And she cares about you, and you are the love of her life. I want to give a shout out to a fan of mine, Victoria. Shout out to you, miss. I'm sorry if you're offended by anything that I did tonight. It's just I have to get this stuff out. I'd rather get it out like this or whatever. So I apologize to you, but I also want to give you a shout out for listening. I want to give a shout out to Terrence Smith. He's on the check-in or whatever the case may be. Shout out to him. Who else? I am missing somebody. Shout out to G Dub. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Hawthorne Court. I want to say something real quick about Hawthorne Court. Hawthorne Court is not as crazy as people make it seem. It's a nice place, whatever. What happens in Hawthorne Court is just sometimes people that don't have things going on in their life, they kind of tend to find out what's going on in other people's lives. And then it kind of get, you know, it gets a little shaky from there. But for the most part, I lived in Hawthorne Court. I moved there about May, end of May to, like, you know, January. And I want to say that it's a nice little place. I think kids need to play football in that big-ass field. They got all that grass. Kids should be out there playing two-hand touch, having fun, or whatever the case may be. And that was one of the things that kind of upset me about Hawthorne Court. So many kids, but nobody outside, you know what I'm saying, playing, having a good time. So get off the computer. You know what I'm saying? Put the Facebook down. You know what I'm saying? If you run your business, do your thing. But for kids, put the Facebook down, the Twitter down. Go outside, burn some energy. You know what I'm saying? Be adventurous like we used to do when I was young. So shout out to all the people in the courts and everybody in the courts that used to support what I was doing, whether it's me throwing money out the window to the kids and stuff like that. And as far as that, we might be doing that again for the kids who go to the next grade. If you got A's and B's, I might have to come in. I might have to sneak in because I'm not supposed to be in the court. So I might put a mask on or something like that and do it all again. But look out for that. But I'm definitely doing it next year or whatever. We might go to the burg. We might do it. It's all about giving back to the kids because at the end of the day, I'm going to be old and I'm going to need one of these young dudes to change my pamper, push me around, take care of me. So you got to look out for the youth. We got somebody hitting me up. What we got going on here? Pat, you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
I apologize, but no, the reason why I wanted you to get up because a girl informed me, shout out to Sam from Corny, the reason why, you know what I'm saying, how they got famous for a little bit of money, I think the dad, not only was he Olympian, he was a lawyer in the OJ trial. He was one of the lawyers in the OJ trial or whatever the case may be. I guess he was part of the Dream Team, and we all know that was a big step and stuff like that. So shout out to me. Thank you, miss, for correcting me. I'm cool. All knowledge is good. Moving right along. Now we're going to talk about drugs. X, when me and a female, if she's beautiful, attractive, this whole Molly cocaine thing, mainly Molly, do you go for it? Like, you mess with a chick, it's like, oh, my God, I mess with Molly. You know what I'm saying? That's a turn on or a turn off?
It's a turn off because I see the effects what it does, man. That shit is crazy. Shit has you super energetic. That shit is just garbo. Like, then you wind down. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, just basically cracked out. You know what I mean? All coked up, fucked up, and the whole shebang. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? I like Sammy Davis Jr. with one eye and shit. Throw some shit, boing. I got my eye on that one. Like, you know what I'm saying? So, nah, I'm joking. But other than that, nah, to be real, nah, I don't fuck with that. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of difficult right now, you know, to see my situation smoking away. Cause I mean, not really because I used to smoke. You know what I mean? But it's kind of weird, though, because she ain't did that before.
Yeah, I mean, like, a lot of girls is getting into it and stuff like that. I mean, part of me is saying, why judge? Because you shouldn't judge. I mean, I think a female shouldn't be judged for things like, you know, a little alcohol, a little beer, a little weed or something like that. But I think drugs like Molly and stuff like that is no good because it's weird because some of these girls and dudes too, they don't even know what's in it. You know what I'm saying? They don't even know what's in it. When you go to the Molly man and you say, yo, I don't even know how to buy this shit. I don't know, you know what I'm saying? It's not like weed, you ask for a dime or a nick or something like that. I don't even know how you even approach a Molly man and ask him. But anyway, you give this guy your money and now you're in the bathroom, choose to get crazy or whatever the case may be. And you're about to put some stuff on your nose or whatever. But you don't even know what you're licking. Is there anybody, you don't got to press one. You don't even have to say your name and stuff like that. Just maybe you can have a caller, you're on air.
Hey, yo, I know a chick in your head that's sucking and fucking for Molly.
Oh, you know what, bitches, I'm sorry, females. Well, I'm going to say bitches because the rappers are saying that bitches, and I guess they like it, so... I'm a rapper, so I guess I can get away with calling them bitches because they like that. But
I'm putting your name on the head if you want me to.
Now, listen, the show is not about trying to bash people.
Her name is Mariah Roberts. She is a pop. Like, she's sucking and fucking for Molly all day long.
What's her name?
Mariah Roberts. All you need is one Molly. That's it.
All right. Well, now, I just want to change it up a little bit. Now, when this female does this, how do you, you've seen this, obviously, right? You've seen her do these acts for Molly or whatever the case, this person, right?
It's all on Facebook.
Oh, so but you never seen it?
Nah, I know her. She's my ex.
Oh, she's an ex. Oh, I'm okay. So now we get somewhere. Now, sir, how long you with this young lady?
Like 2 years.
2 years. So it's 2 years. You got mad feelings and involved in this situation, correct?
Nah, not at all.
What? But how can you fight for 2 years and not like have feelings or love them?
At first, I did. Not at all. Not no more. After I went to jail, she was dirty.
I always tell females this, and they don't believe me. I believe guys are more emotional than females. It's just that females show they shit in public. They oh my God, you don't love me, shit like that. So we keep it on the inside, and we differently. Is that safe to say that you think guys are more emotional than females?
I agree with you.
All right, so this lady, whatever the case may be. Now, even though it's been about 2 years, like you said, how long have you guys been broken up?
I don't even know. I know I'm engaged now, and I got a baby on the way.
Nice. I want to say congratulations to your new baby. I just had a baby. About 7 months. It was a remarkable experience. My son is doing great, and hopefully he's healthy. And go to those appointments, man. If you're not doing it, go to those appointments. Sit in there.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Yep,
you shouted me out. You said Shannon's boo.
Huh?
You said Shannon's boo. You already shouted me out.
Shannon's boo?
Shanna.
Okay. Okay. All right. My bad. How you doing? Nice to meet you, boss. I heard good things about you. I heard some good things about you. Okay, so this girl, y'all think this is crazy. y'all crazy. All right. So what?
Hey,
just like my goal. My goal was. My goal was to say things about Miss Weed because I just don't want no guys to get their feelings hurt to play with. What is your agenda with? I guess you wouldn't call it putting her on blast. What's your agenda with putting her on blast?
About a girl in STD.
Yeah, she's a walking STD. I just want everybody to know that she's a walking STD.
And these are things that you know 100%? Like, she's told you she's had these things?
I'm 100% sure. I know plenty of niggas that she fucked, niggas with herpes, all types of crazy shit. All this while I was incarcerated.
Oh, wow. Like I said, I might have to go back to jail in June, and I want, like I said, bald head and all that, so I know what it's like. Welcome home. You know what I mean? This shit is crazy up there. They don't understand what we go through up there, even if it's for a short time. It's crazy up there. They don't understand that. So, you know what I'm saying? Welcome home. So that young lady that they just said about or whatever, ladies, if you have STDs and stuff like that, if you can get them cured, lot of people don't know, and this is why I'm talking about it, because every time, and I do my research on these type of things, every time you get an STD, your body becomes, you know what I'm saying, the virus is in your body. Now, when you take, like, a pill, you go to a Planned Parenthood and shit or whatever, and they give you the shot or whatever they do, you know what I'm saying, I don't know, whatever they do, you know what I'm saying, it doesn't fully take the virus out of your system. What it does is it makes you more prone. Every time you catch an STD, you're more prone to catch more STDs. So say if it's a nigga that never had an STD, and then it's that person who's had 3 STDs in their life, and then both people who sleep with that same person, that person with the STD, the person with the 3 that had the 3 STDs in her life are more prone to catch an STD rather than the dude who's never had it before. Because your white blood cells are, for the guy who never had it, are strong. Those are your soldiers. You know what I'm saying? As opposed to the girl who's had a whole bunch of STDs in her life, her white blood cells, they've been fighting, you know what I'm saying, to keep that virus down. So anything else you wanna shout out? Well, how do you feel about the Harlem Court Police and stuff like that? They say Elmira's becoming bankrupt.
I don't like police, period, so I'm not going to get on that subject. I do want to talk about Alex Torres. That nigga is pussy. He's soft. Like, he called me out. I go look for him. He's scared. Like, he hides. Like, nigga, stop talking tough. Like, you're not tough.
Okay. So, all right. Is there any way that this could be resolved as far as with you and Mr. Torres?
Yeah, when I see him, I'm going to knock him clean out.
Lucky, it's like one of those things when you went look, or like when you'd run into people and they didn't want to fight you, but yeah, they'd do all that talking to you on Facebook like they were going to beat you, and then you'd run into it, and there'd be a video of them being scared.
Okay, but see, with that, I try to, a lot of people don't know, like, and like when I put the videos on YouTube, it's not to try to make myself a big bad guy. The thing is that behind the scenes on the inbox, I try to hit the guys up and be like, listen, We shouldn't have to be going to this level. Don't be telling me to, you know, suck your penis and all that on Facebook. I don't have no problem with you. Just kind of have respect and don't say post about me on your page. And then that's when it goes to that next level. They say, oh, it's on site and stuff like that, or whatever the case may be. So just understand what you mean, man. But keep also always try to prevent it. At the end of the day, I'm a grown man. I have 4 children altogether. And I don't want to, you know what I'm saying? I'm too grown to be out here fighting in the streets and stuff like that. Because nowadays, dudes is not fighting one-on-ones and stuff like that. They're jumping people, they're stabbing, and they're shooting.
Yep, because they don't know how to use their hands.
And so I understand you probably tight. He probably did whatever he did to you, piss you off. Probably was talking real sexy, real greasy to you in the book. And you like, what? When I see that nigga's on. But at the end of the day, I want to try to, like, say to you, listen, if you know you can beat the nigga up, if you know he ain't about that life, look what you just said. You got a lovely lady that got your back, which is rare in Elmira. These girls are unfaithful, you know what I'm saying? So you got a rare woman. You better have to bring a beautiful child into this world. Look at him and be like, nigga, I'm not paying you no mind. I'm good over here. I'm chilling. You know what I'm saying? I'm watching Lifetime with my boo. We're having a good time. Don't let that shit get into you. If you run into him before you beat him up or whatever, have a conversation. Like, listen, you said these things about me. Just apologize to me so I can go home to my family. Because let's just say you run up on a nigga without trying to, you know what I'm saying, talk him out of anything, and then you beat him up. But in the process of the scuffle, he ends up cutting you, and he catches one of your little veins in your neck or something like that, or whatever the case may be. And then, God forbid, you know what I'm saying, something you can't move
your
neck.
And then I'm coming back after him, Lucky. What you mean? Let him do that. His girl's going to come right after him.
All right, so now you got the guy with the messed up neck, then you come after him, they press charges on you, because that's what people do. They talk shit, you beat them up, then they press charges. Now who's going to take care of these kids? Who's going to take care of the kids?
You're very right.
Then now they're in the system, now you get out of jail, now you got to go through all these stupid-ass programs, there's CPS in your life, y'all don't need that shit. If y'all happy, if niggas talk shit, if you can try to do it, like, see him put his hands on you and all that, and walk away from that shit. And it sounds crazy coming from me because, you know, I got the little videos and stuff like that. But anytime I had a fight with someone, I always tried to talk it out first. Always.
But the sad thing is, Lucky, is he was about it until my man was like, come see me, like, where you at? And then it was, oh, I was just joking, but yeah, he's down there talking about you ain't about it, I'm not scared of you. And then once my man goes looking for him, oh, I was just joking. Like, why are you going to inbox people say you're joking, call your baby mom telling her you were just joking, but yeah, on Facebook, you acting like you're hard and tough, talking about you know where I'd be at, Columbia Street all day. Like, first of all, you...
That's called sometimes as adults, we have things for other people. Like you said, he could have done that. And because people talk crazy to me, and then I run into him, and I had a dude one time, and I'm going to say his name on the air, Chris Williams or whatever. He dropped a little car. And he told me to suck his dick. He told me, he used to live in the court. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
he told me to suck his dick. And so he called me on a late night, and he came to hug me. Pause. On Walnut Street, he came and gave me a hug. And Terrence looked at me like this shit was, it looked very gay. Pause. And he came and hugged me. And he said, Lucky, I don't got no problem with you and stuff. But I said, sir, you told me to suck your dick on Facebook. You know what I'm saying? He came and gave me a hug. Terrence had the camera. He could have been the next one. And I said, you know what? It's not about beating this man up. Just like the dude hit you in the inbox, you won the fight without even putting your hands on him. If they wave the white flag, you good. You good. You won. He can talk. Even if he, after he did that, he wouldn't have gone paid to set, talk all that shit. Y'all got, you and her know firsthand that he was like, he ain't want no problems. So even if you see him in the street and he's like, yo, what up now, nigga? I would still walk away. Because look, my nigga, you said you didn't want no problems. So now you want to act tough. And that probably means that he got a knife or something like that. So if he inboxed y'all and told y'all he was just playing, block him out your life. Look forward to your beautiful life.
Mhm.
And so,
yep.
And that's why I'm.
That's your little STD thing talking. I've worked as a private care aide and in doctor's offices for about 6 years now. Everybody has them STD viruses in their system. That's how it gets triggered. So all it does when you go to a clinic, your doctor's office, whatever, all it does is just make it dormant. But even if you've never had an STD, you still have them in your system, just like everyone has an HIV virus cells in you. It's just the fact of them being triggered.
I got you. See, you know better than me, and I'm glad that you cleared it up a little better because you know more about the information. So the females and dudes that are listening, they can be like, oh, what does she mean? We have it in us. But I understand it. It's kind of like when the wintertime and they inject you with the flu before, you know
yeah.
what I'm saying? It's in your system. So if you did catch it, your body will be immune to it. And they'll know how to treat it and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
That was dope. I'm about to play some music, but you guys want to give any shout-outs and stuff like that before I let you go?
Nope.
No shout-outs? No, nice your booby cake?
Just to my boo right here next to me. Hate on everybody.
All right, so quick question, real quick before I go to the music. He looks Spanish. Are you Spanish, boy?
No. I'm a mother.
Oh, I was going to ask you, do you cooking rice and beans and chicken for her and all that stuff like that?
Yeah, cooking none of that. She cooks for me.
I'm Italian. I cook him all the little Guinea meals.
Nice. Oh, hold on, Dad. See, now I got to cut this song because she said she cooks. Miss, how many days a week do you cook?
Every
day I'm cooking.
Now, I don't know how to cook, but I hate to do it, so I'd rather pay females to. You know what I mean? Cook for me.
Lazy. He knows how to cook. He just don't want to.
Yeah, but I'm saying, like, guys, when God created us, he made us to be handy and hands-on and construction. And, you know what I mean? When it comes to females, you think of babies and nurturing and cooking and laundry and stuff like that. Not saying that y'all can't go out there and make millions of dollars because y'all are actually running the world right now. But why females run from the kitchen these days?
No, I don't know. Bitches are lazy nowadays. They just sit on their asses and...
Because all the girls that I come to, I be like, yo, miss, bring me something to eat. They come in with McDonald's, Subway.
That's when
you
know they ain't wifey material. Lucky if they ain't bringing you a meal that they just cooked, they is not wifey material. Because then that means you going to be eating fast food for the rest of your life.
That was one of the issues that I had. Miss Weed or whatever... She hit me up one day and she said, listen, can I come over and can I spend the night with you? And I said, sure. We can watch a movie. But I said, if you're going to come over here and you're going to take up my bed, I'm hungry. Can you bring me some food? She texts me back and tells me, I don't have enough money to feed you.
What?
But then she tells me she wants to spend the night in my bed, take up my space. Was I wrong for asking her to bring me food?
No.
It's kind of like a guy going to your house. Like, if you were single and you say, hey, boo, you know what I'm saying, throw on some loving basketball, you'd be like, well, I'm kind of hungry. I don't got no food over here. Can you stop by Burger King and grab me something or whatever. Stop at Tops, get some ground beef, make some tacos or something like that. And then he says to you, nah, I'm good. I got my money's for me. How would you look at that?
Like, that is not only a broke nigga, because you know he lying when he says his money's for him. That means he ain't got no money, which means you're going to have to provide for him and yourself, and plus if you got kids. And that's just a greedy person. What you mean you ain't got no money? If you ain't got no money for food, there's a thing called food stamps.
Exactly, and that's the point. That's the point I was making. And... I wanted to feel if I was wrong. Like, was I wrong? I always ask girls to cook for me and stuff like that, and they feel that.
Sleeping
beside
and get some ass from you. Why can't she cook something or bring you something? There's a dollar menu.
She will get top good penis or whatever. Good penis, grade A. You know when they stamp the meat or whatever with the USDA or whatever the case may be. I get mine checked every 3 months. They stamp me. You know what I'm saying? Good beef, and then they send me on my way. But I want to thank you guys for calling. X, you still there?
Nope.
Well, shout out to X. He's doing the things that he likes to do. You better go play a song real quick, and we better get into some more stuff.
All right.
There we go. Okay. Don't do me crazy. Okay. Hey, yo. You know what a dog needs? Know what a dog is. Dog is a
what?
Dog is a come on. Not just any with a real let's go hold that dog down.
Baby, I am what I am. I'm gonna be who I be. Everything from chasing the cat to out on the tree. Let me see what I gotta see. Do what I gotta do. Dog for life, but keep it true. Every once in a while I break out the backyard to roam and get reckless, but I still know that home is home. Do I handle my business?
What?
Yeah, I'ma run till I bust my gun and empty the clip. And if I come home, gotta go, just give me the whip. I ain't got time for the lip, just open the fence. Let me go, I'll come back, I ain't got time to convince. Ever since I was a pup, I've been stuck with the streets. Keep the heat, gotta eat. I'll pass in a week, if it's out there, I want it. All at one time, so when it's my time, I done it.
You kill for me, you die for me.
You make it back and run. I know you up in love.
I'm going to put this up here. I'm being texted by Rochelle's boo, or whatever the case, her new man or whatever, not her man, somebody she dealt with or whatever the case may be about the drama. And I'm texting them, and I'm going live on air to say this. Yo, my nigga, take that shit down off your page, because on some real shit, we don't talk our shit. And I did come over there, bitch, I will come back. Let's be clear. Now, yesterday, if you just turning in yesterday, a dude by nigga only because your braids gave to them, and if I go to jail, you will never bear to live. Watch. So if you want to fight, respect it and take the shit off. Wait, if you don't want to fight, respect it and take the shit off. Whatever he's talking about, I'm not fighting over no bitch straight up cheese. Like, at the end of the day, I'm out. If you didn't know, I was out on 3 bells, now I'm out on 2 bells. I'm waiting to be sentenced. I'm not fighting none of you niggas over no girl, especially no girl with no STD. Be clear. Just make sure this thing ain't mute. All right, I'm not off mute. So be clear. I'm not fighting no girl over no girl. If I'm going to fight, I'm going to fight over some shit. Like, if it's my baby mom or something like that, then that's a whole different story. She's a smut. I'm not fighting over no smut that works at Elcor. And come on. Come on, be real. I'm not fighting over that. So he says that it's not over that. It's based upon we sending subliminals and shit like that. So what the fuck? Like, this is why I don't mess with Elmira dudes. Jealousy. I think it's an internal jealousy, and that's what I said to him. I texted him back, and I said, listen, dude, why are you so jealous of me? And every time I get into it with dudes out here in Elmira, they say the same thing. You ain't getting no money. You ain't doing this. Your whack-ass videos. What do that have to do with the price of tea in China? You're going to risk your freedom. You know what I'm saying? You got a baby on the way. You're going to risk your freedom to come fight me or whatever the case may be, right? Say we both fight. We're going to jail. I'm going to bail out because my money good. I don't know what's going on over there, but I'm going to bail out. And so we're going to fight over a chick that's not my chick. But I think deep down inside, and I could be wrong, I think the pride is hurt. You know what I'm saying? Shorty got my name tattooed on the back or whatever the case may be, and I don't fuck with her. So it's kind of like if my baby mom's came home and she has another nigga name tattooed on her butt, I'll be salty. I'll be salty. The reason why I'll be salty is because, you know what I'm saying, if I really like her or whatever and she has another nigga, I'll feel sucked away. And that's how it would be. Elmira dudes, don't be jealous of me. I don't have a lot. I'm not rich or nothing. Don't be hating or whatever the case may be. I get girls with my personality. You know what I'm saying? I'm a good dude. I got a good personality. I know how to talk to them. I'm a listener. Let's try this again. I'm a listener. I listen to the ladies. Maybe if some of you guys listen to what the females have to say, you would know what they like and what they don't like. So I'm saying I'm a listener. So, you know what I mean? That's why girls tend to like me after a while, because they'd be like, damn, this nigga's a real dude. He's a different type of dude. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, fuck all the drama. Fuck all the other extra shit. We're not trying to do none of that. I'm trying to get this money. I'm trying to make my dope songs or whatever that I think is dope and put it out there or whatever. I'm not from this town. Don't hate on me because I came to this town and made a living for myself. And you guys have lived here all you lives, and y'all don't do nothing. You know what I'm saying? I chase my dreams and goals. Even if I want to sell hot dogs on the corner, I'm going to be the best hot dog seller in Elmira. Pause. I don't know why I picked on hot dogs, but we pause on that one. Yo, X, you there? X. Well, he's not there, or whatever the case may be. Oh, you still there, X?
Yeah.
Yeah, man. What's let me ask you a question. And because you're from Elmira, as far as you're from Elmira. why is there such a hate as far as with the music and stuff like that? Why do people hate on other people's music instead of coming together?
Because, man, you know, people don't want to see other people to shine, man. I was just discussing that with one of my artists earlier. Like, you know what I mean? Like, people feel a certain way when it comes down to, you know, material, man. Like, especially if someone feels like if they're hotter, you know, if that person's hotter than them, you know what I'm saying? They're going to feel a certain way. They're going to be like, yo, I can't. I embrace that because to me, I'm not no, you know, Elmira artist. I'm an artist, period. I'm just, you know, a man that has a gift for music. You know what I'm saying? And let's just say this: whoever feels like they're better than me or whatever, I embrace that in a sense because then that makes me want to step up. But as far as like the cats out here, like. A lot of them look at it in a sense of feeling like it's a threat. You know what I'm saying? They see it as a threat to them, like, yo, damn, like, I have to really destroy this cat because, you know, this person, you know, everybody's feeling this person right now, so I have to really destroy him and shut him down instead of really being encouraged and being influenced by that person. If you listen to the lyrics, if you listen to the content of what's being, you know, displayed on the record, you know what I'm saying? But other than that, a lot of times it's overall they don't want nobody to shine, man. That's all it is. They don't want nobody to shine, man. But themselves.
It is like I said, they don't want nobody to shine but themselves. And the funny thing is, this is what I hate about the situation. The situation is this: I'm probably one of the most, and it's other people that look out for niggas. I've looked out for a lot of niggas here on Elmira. And I learned that there's a lack of ambition. There's a lack of ambition, and they're ungrateful. Elmira dudes are ungrateful. Most of them are ungrateful. I'm saying most. Most of them are ungrateful. They are ungrateful. You know what I'm saying? They're ungrateful. They don't see none of the good stuff that you do. But when you're doing good stuff, oh, that's my nigga. He cool people. He this, he that. But let you say no to something. You know what I'm saying? Let you say no to something. Yo, let me hold $5. Nah, I don't got it right now. You know what I'm saying? You could just be popped, or you got to go to the bank. Oh, nah, you lying, nigga. You get money. Da, da, da. You don't got $5. You can't throw me $5. Nah, I don't got it. You know what I'm saying? I'm about to buy some gold or something like that real quick. Da-da-da, I don't got it. Ah, fuck you. And then now they writing posts about you. They talking to bitches about you, how you grimy, you fake and all that. But they never bring up the good things you do. And it's totally whack. My BM is on deck. I want to go publicly and say this while we got 28 minutes left on the stream. I want to say, Little Debbie, I apologize for the drama. You know what I'm saying? Now, when I say drama, girls hitting her up as far as like, oh, do you see what he's doing? Da da da, the videos and stuff like that. I apologize for that. She's a great mom, and I put this on my page earlier. But it sounds better and it'll mean more coming vocally. She's an amazing mom. Amazing mom. She takes care of both kids. She does an amazing job with them. You know, us as men, we're so stubborn. We just don't want to give the single mothers their credit. But I have to give credit when it's due. You know what I'm saying? If people know about my past, they know I have two previous baby moms. Now, even though Lil Debbie is a little crazy and stuff like that, she's crazy because I made her crazy. She's crazy for me. You know what I'm saying? She's crazy for me. And I need to be boisterous and throw that shit out there. You know what I'm saying? She does stuff. As far as me, I have to do better. I have to spend more time with my kids. You know what I mean? I have to find a balance. If I'm going to be, you know what I'm saying, independent worker, I have to find a way to intertwine both worlds as far as me raising my kids. And being a family man at home, you know what I'm saying, my wife, or whatever the case may be, I got to find better ways of doing that. And I just want to give a shout-out to Lil Debbie. Thank you for putting up with all my bullshit. Thank you for, you know what I mean, running to get my money and stuff like that. Every time I got locked up like 4 times this year, within the last year and a half or whatever, she always came on deck that I was bailed out or whatever the case may be, you know what I'm saying, my money, her money, whoever, whatever, I'm out, free. Thank God to her. Kids are doing amazing. And I just want to give a shout-out to Lil Debbie and all the single mothers who hold down their baby dads or mans and stuff like that. And so I just don't want to make this show about bashing and talking about STDs and stuff. Like I said, we're not bashing. We just want to get – it's kind of like getting it off your chest. And like the lady that called in from Hawthorne Court, they're not trying to bash homeboy or homegirl. They just want to prevent other people from getting STDs and stuff like that. Because some STDs you can't get rid of. And my mom is HIV positive. She can't get rid of that. Unless you know Magic Johnson's doctor, she can't get rid of that. And so it's important, guys, put them condoms on and stuff like that. You know what I mean? Like I said, you got to wrap up. You got to wrap up. Yeah, you got to put them condoms on. Speaking of condoms, X.
Yeah.
Now I'm going to say pause before I say this. Condom. Have you ever got, you know, free condoms from people from that, you know, how Planned Parenthood, they give you the little brown bag or whatever the case may be?
Yeah, I had.
Do you feel that they should give people magnums and stuff like that instead of them tight and some small ass condoms?
Yeah, cause just because I'm a fake dude, pause. I mean, I don't want to brag.
Ooh, ladies go crazy. Why?
You know, that's why I got a limp. You know what I'm saying? Have to control the other leg. You know what I'm saying? I mean, anyway, yeah.
You stupid. So, I mean, there was a rumor, has it going around Elmira, that in summertime, you're not allowed to wear shorts. Is that true?
I ain't allowed to wear shorts. I
had a conversation with a female.
That.
I had a conversation with a female that you used to date, and I'm sorry if I'm putting you on blast. And this is a pause before I say this, guys, because I'm not gay. This is pause. This is real. What the girl told me. She said that. She said that. She said you're hung like a horse, and you had. She washed your shorts for you, and she didn't hang dry them, and they were short. And You went to her house, you put the shorts on, and then you guys were walking down the street, and the police pulled you guys over, and you were arrested and given, like, a ticket or whatever for indecent exposure.
Oh, that's the first time I ever heard that one. So,
that's what she said. She said that they pulled you over. She said the head of your penis was hanging out the bottom of the shorts, rubbing against your calf. Now, she said it was a calf. It was rubbing against your calf. And they flashed their flashlight on it, and they said, sir, why are you walking around Myra with your penis out? And you looked down, you said, hey, I can't help it, and you were arrested. So that was false?
Oh, yeah, that did not happen, sir.
All right, so lady, shame on you for lying on this man. I ain't going to say her name because I want to blast because she's still a good friend of mine, or whatever the case may be. We got about 20 minutes on that. Yo, X, you got a freestyle or something like that you want to throw out there?
Nah, right now, brother.
All right, I have a secret. You said not right now?
Yeah.
Nah? All right, somebody said that Molly is a turnoff. Molly is a turnoff. X, do you blame rappers for making Molly popular to make people want to do it?
Do I blame rappers?
Do you think they made it popular? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, so pretty much if a rapper's talking about smoke crack, we're going to smoke crack. Trap house, we're going to smoke crack. And then everybody pop the crack and I'm sweating.
Woo!
Do you think rappers are responsible for that?
If you're going to sit there and then you might as well blame, you know, the rappers for everything else. You know what I'm saying? You might as well blame the rappers for, you know, gun toting. You know, for guns. I mean, not even saying that. It's the government's fault. But what I'm saying is glorifying, you know, the drug dealing and everything else. You blame the rappers for that, too. You know what I'm saying? You can blame, you know what I mean? But if I sit there and blame somebody that's popping Molly, you know what I'm saying, for a rap song, then that's stupid. That's that person's fault. not the rapper. Now, see, that person is glorifying it. Like I said, that person is going off what they've seen, experienced, or, you know, I mean, yeah, seen or experienced themselves. So if that person is stupid enough to listen and really take heed upon what that person, you know, is experiencing to try it on themselves, then that's their fault, not the rapper. You know what I'm saying?
But, they, you know, Rick Ross just recently lost an endorsement deal where he would lose over $4 million in endorsement because he said that he was, you know, he threw Molly in her drink and pretty much raped. If you was Reebok, would you have, you know what I mean, took your deal back? Or would you look at it as freedom of speech?
It's freedom of speech, but at the same moment, like, you know, you don't condone rape to any woman or child, anything. You know what I mean? You don't condone rape at all. You know what I'm saying? But
so you wouldn't be rapping and talking about, she got the best body. I was laying down on the bed, came in the room, I had orange juice. She was giving me head. I popped a Molly in the drink, took a sip of the juice. She was knocked out cold. I beat the pussy up like Bruce.
I wouldn't do all that because then, like I said, that's glorifying rape. You know what I'm saying? You shouldn't even try to glorify rape at any given moment. You know what I'm saying?
But is there a difference based upon, like, is there a difference? Because people talk about bricks and cocaine and shooting people's heads off. Is there a difference, rape and murder?
Is there a difference?
Yeah, is there a difference?
Now that's, yeah, you can say it's a difference. Because, one, like I said, even though it could be just lyrics, like you said, but there's people that are crazy and would really take that in consideration of thinking that person actually did that. You know what I'm saying? As far as rape. Hold on. As far as, like, the drug dealing, experienced it, you can know truly if that person experienced it or not. You know what I'm saying? You gotta know the schematics of what's going on and, you know, and the prospect of really being a hustler at that moment. You know what I mean? The defects, you know, the vulnerability, all that. You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't just glorify one aspect of it all just because you're getting paid for it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, you know, for a person that's just rapping, you know what I mean, that's talking all that, oh, yeah, this, that, and the third, I won't take that person serious, you know, too serious. Now, I know, like I said, I'm not going to sit there and talk, like, so heavy, but I know that a lot of people be looking at these rappers and be glorified upon thinking that these rappers is just talking about some pop and Molly and all that other stuff is cool. But if you really look at them side effects and you look at everything that's, you know, within that drug, you ain't gonna wanna like fuck with that drug ever.
So we got a news bulletin and another. I want to keep putting up on. We got the guy. What's the guy's name? The guy we want to. He's talking crazy. His name is what is this shit on Facebook? Slick Puller. That's his name. Slick Puller. Mr. Slick Puller is the guy that he's texting me. He texted me. I got bail. Money, fag. It's nothing. Watch. Hope you got your glass on, because straight, oh, I'm sorry, let's read this right, I want to make sure, sorry, I don't got my GED, hope you got your glass on, because coming straight at your fake ass. So, he's sitting at home, wherever he's at, probably with Rochelle, nasty ass, and he's listening to my show, which is, thank you, every time someone listens, I get $5 for every call. So thank you, sir, for supporting me in that, helping put food in my kid's mouth. And so he wants to fight me over Rochelle Wee, Mr. Slick Puller. So if you guys know Slick Puller, he wants to fight Lucky one-on-one. Yup, set me up with the police, see what happens. Sir, let me tell you, since you're listening, and I'm not going to answer your phone call, Mr. Slick Puller, listen, I don't need to talk. I'm from Brooklyn, New York. I fight very well. I can box very well. My only thing is this, about getting jumped, my only thing is about getting jumped or you possibly using a weapon on me. But you're a big dude, so I don't see you using a weapon, which is cool. And me boxing, if we're going to box, I'm going to record it, keep in mind. Now, if we box, we can go somewhere secluded where no one would get in trouble. But I'm going to film it, so I'm going to put it on YouTube. Now, you trying to fight me on Linden Street and broad day and stuff like that, that's just not cool because, like I said, I'm out on two bells and I'm waiting to be sentenced. I already blew trial, so I'm waiting to be sentenced. So I don't want to fuck that up. I want to keep my freedom, Mr. Slick Puller. So since you want to keep texting me and harassing me, Mr. Slick Puller or whatever, and he's fighting over, he wants to fight over Rochelle Wee. Now, he's going to say that it's not about Rochelle Wee, but it's over Rochelle Wee or whatever the case may be. And now that I remember, I was walking to get a haircut in my slippers with my boy Mos Def, and I believe I seen him, and he looked at me. And he didn't say anything to me because there's no issue. I don't know him and whatever. But now that I remember, that was the guy that I see. Now there's no personal issue with me and this Slick Puller guy. Let's be clear. And I'm gonna use the last couple minutes to document this, whatever, on my Blog Talk Radio or whatever the case may be. We got 14 minutes left, so we're gonna be clear. We're gonna document this live. So Mr. Slick Puller, I think his name is Marcus. He lives in The View, or whatever the case may be, but on Facebook, his name is Slick Puller. And, you know, I don't think that he's her man, but he was at the house when I was there one day, or whatever the case may be. But anyway, and this is the guy that Rochelle said she never did anything with him. That's what she said, but then she changed it up and said that he was paying her phone bill. Then Rochelle says that something about he lied to her about having a look, fake ass nigga. What real nigga would even bring the police up? You that scared? This is the reason. Listen, I'm not a snitch by far, but at the end of the day, I've been jumped many a time. The reason why I've been jumped plenty of times because big dudes that fight me or whatever, they don't think that I can fight. Or whatever the case may be, and then I'm not getting jumped. This is what Elmira guys do. They jump niggas or whatever the case may be. I'm not fighting over no girl. So he says, fake ass nigga. I'm not fake. I'm getting money, my man. I'm getting money or whatever the case may be. I've been getting money since I've been Elmira. Mr. Slick Puller. Now, this is not talking shit. This is just straight facts now. So if anyone knows Mr. Slick Puller or whatever the case may be, ask him, why are you beefing with Lucky Me? I think deep down inside, he's mad that he hears my name through the town, whether it's negative or positive, he hears my name. I think he's mad that when he's with Rochelle, or whatever the case may be, you know what I'm saying, he sees my tattoo, and that bothers him. I think it bothers him that he sees it, that it's there. He's like, damn, who is this black nigga with the big nose that got girls going crazy and got this girl that I mess with put a tattoo, and why she didn't put my name as a tattoo? Know why she didn't put your name as a tattoo, sir? Because you do things like this. Rochelle knows that I wouldn't be fighting over no girl, or whatever the case may be. She know I'm cut from a different cloth. That's why I'm known to get money, or whatever the case may be. It doesn't matter whether I'm getting $1 million or a dollar. If I had $1 today, I'm gonna have $2 tomorrow. So, Mr. Slick Puller, no one's trying to set you up with the police. I'm covering myself on this end. Because in case we do see each other in the streets or whatever case may be, and we do get it shaken, which hopefully it doesn't happen. I'm going to say this on the air. I don't want to fight Mr. Slick Puller, but I will defend myself. And in process of defending myself, I box very well. Don't try to grab me. If we're going to box, let's box. But I think you're going to try to grab me. If you would try to grab me. You don't want to box me. You're going to try to grab me. Mr. UFC, you said yourself. You said UFC, Mr. UFC. So that means you want to grab me. Because you know boxing me, it won't go over. You must have heard about me. Last five dudes that I fought from Elmira, I knocked out. I even knocked out the last dude that lives in Riverview, Jersey. He was knocked out. So, like I said, I'm not talking shit. We're stating facts. Mr. Slick Puller, you want to fight me over Rochelle Weed. I don't care what you tell your niggas. I don't care what you tell your niggas. You can let it be all about principle and word of my mother and this and that and he's pussy. I can be everything in the book. I take care of my kids and I get money or whatever the case may be. I get money. And so regardless of what, she may be laying right next to you. No, you don't. He don't get money. Ask her why she was with me. Why she was begging for me to be her man. Ask her that. Stop fighting over no girls. Come on, man. Stop fighting over chicks, B. Like I said in the Elmira Dude song a long time ago, I'm going to tell you where I live, where these niggas don't take care of their kids. They play fly, but these niggas is broke. And they fist fighting over these hoes, Elmira Dudes, because that's what I see. You fighting over, how about hitting me up and say, Lucky, how you getting money? Can we get money together? Let's get money. You want to fight over some bitch. You got kids on the way. You got a family, and you want to fight over a bitch that got STDs. Come on, daddy. That's really? Really? That's why I don't fuck with y'all Elmira niggas, and I stay to myself because and I fuck with just bitches because y'all niggas are envious, y'all are haters. If you was doing something that I like or I didn't like or something like that, I'd be like, yo, how do you do that? I want to do what you're doing. Put your pride in your pocket. Stop trying to be tough all the time. What does that? That's not putting food on your table. You want to box and shit? Go fight UFC. Get paid for it. But you want to fight, we run into each other at the store, pizza shop, out in public, and we get arrested. And, yeah, you're a goon, huh? You're a goon. But don't be surprised. Don't be surprised if I get off and you don't get off. I play chess, not checkers, man. Yeah, you came across the street, you had some bottles in your hand. I didn't say you was going to use those bottles, but you had bottles in your hand. You was drinking. And what I did, I walked in the house. Yes, I did. I walked in the house. I'm not going to jail for you, but I came back outside. And when I came back outside, I'm not going to say the rest or whatever the case, I'm not going to incriminate myself. But let's say this. If you come in my circumference, I will defend myself. And this is documented that I will defend myself or whatever the case may be. Be clear or whatever. I don't know you, Duke. Leave me the fuck alone. Worry about her. You love her so much, you want to fight? She must have gave you some good head or something because you are going hard for the 2 hours. I've never seen someone that doesn't even know me. You probably watch my videos at nighttime. And you're like, so what? You don't got to like my music, but you watch me. Stop. Don't watch me. Watch TV. Don't worry about what Lucky doing. Watch this and watch that. Use your brain. That's why what happens is these niggas, they do stupid shit, they end up in jail, and then they leave their significant others out to fend for themselves. And then what happens is their significant others end up, you know what I mean, they end up getting 2-3 years in jail, some stupid shit like that. And then that's why they run to the bar. They run to the bar, they meet a new dude. Now you're in jail, and you know, your significant other is messing with a new dude. All because you want to fight in the street over a bitch that got 2 STDs. And you're mad because I'm telling the world that she got 2 STDs. That is nasty. She is nasty. And the funny thing, the good thing about it is it's true. It's not no rumor. It's true. Name one time she denied it. And at the end of the day, I don't know if you still mess with it to this day or whatever the case may be, but why would you even want to be associated with someone who has 2 STDs? Real talk, like, these niggas is bugged out. Let's see what he got here. Let's see what he wrote some more, y'all. I got your everyone know how pussy you are, and that's all I want to prove. I hate when fake niggas come to the town and act like they real and just show how fake they really are. Listen, my man, let's say something. You can have Elmira, New York. Peep this. I came here, and I made money here. And I buy gold. I buy gold and I sex the women. Are you mad? You mad because I came here and I made a living for myself? And I'm my own boss? I hate when niggas come. I don't care about, you know what I'm saying? Let me reiterate that. It's not that I don't care about Elmira, because I appreciate all my customers. But at the end of the day, if you want Elmira, you can have Elmira, my man. I've rubbed shoulders with millionaires. I've rubbed shoulders with people in the industry. I don't need. You can have Elmira. And the question is, what are you doing in Elmira to help your community? What are you doing to make money? Don't play, doggy. Rochelle told me all about you. She told me all about you. So why you want to be fighting and stuff like that? I got another show Wednesday at 8 o'clock. So, and I have all the messages. So she told me about you. So I know a lot about you, my man. I know about you. I just had a conversation with Courtney Rozelle. Oh, you didn't, come on, man. You can, whoever you around, they can say that I'm pussy. As long as my kids got food on the table and I'm still running my business, I don't care. I'm a grown-ass man. Because y'all call me pussy, I don't give a fuck about none of that shit. I do what I want to do. I live life at my own cost. I can't buy a car, no crazy shit like that, but I can feed myself. Are you mad because I live life on my own terms? What he said? You just take the shit down and won't have to come over there because, yo, my man, just for you, I went back because I post like 100 shit a day. I went back and I found the post that you're looking for. It was deleted. If it makes you feel good, you're tough, you're a gangster, you got it, sir. Mr. Slick Puller, you're a gangster, you can have it. I'm about getting money. I'm about getting money. So when you want to get some money, you know what I'm saying, you want to flash some money in some videos or something like that, come talk to me like a man. Because real men talk together, we get together, we get money together. You know what I'm saying? Real men don't want to fight over no bitch. Or even if it is over a post. You want to fight over a post? When your name wasn't even in it? Really, man? That's how you feel? Yo, that's real. And he said, I hate my niggas. He said, oh, you'll take the shit down. Or I won't have to come over there because we know who you are now. So just be real and respect that. I will turn it up. You would turn it up? How about own your own business? Turn that up. Use all this energy and aggression and own your own business. Take all that energy and start a landscaping business. That's why, and what I got, 4 minutes left? That's why black people don't get along. Stop hating on one another. Get your own business. Use all that energy and animosity and you're a gangster. You're a gangster. You're so tough and you can kill someone and this and that or whatever. I can beat up a lot of people. You don't see me running around talking about, I can beat up the whole world and stuff like that. I'm running my own business. Be smart. Use your brain. Let's see what else he said. But talk about me, respect me, and take that shit off. Respect me and all that. How about respect yourself and own your own business? You're from this town. How can a person that's not from this town own a business in your town that you grew up in? You're not pissed off about that? But you pissed off about Rochelle Weed and Facebook? But you lived here all of your years and you don't own your own business? Really? Really? I tell you this much. When you around all your niggas and your goons and all that, look at every single one of you and say, hey, which one of us own our own business? And then wait, and then just listen. And then yell again, which one of us grew up in Elmira? And they'll say, yeah, we love Elmira. Yeah, fuck that nigga Lucky. All right, cool. Now, I bet you if you get locked up, those same goons and all that, whatever the case may be, I bet you they won't bail your ass out. I bet you if you went to jail and did a couple years and came out, all your goons wouldn't put money in so you can have a roof over your head. Use your brain, daddy. I want to encourage you to be smart. And yeah, it may come off of being sarcastic, but at the end of the day, you know I'm kicking real shit. This is real shit, my nigga. This is real shit. You putting all this energy, oh, when I see you, I'm going to shut the block down and do this. Don't shut the block down. Build a community center for the kids so they can have something to do. You know what I'm saying? So they don't have to grow up and be drug dealers and build programs so these females don't have to grow up and get pregnant at 14. You know what I'm saying? Use your brain, boss. Mr. Slick Puller. Your name is Slick Puller. You know what I'm saying? Like, come on. What are you doing to better your people? What are you doing to position yourself so you can be good and your kids can be good? I know you don't want to work for no one all your life. What you should have did was say, Rochelle, talk to that nigga. How did he get his business started? Because I want to be my own boss. It's 60 seconds on the show. I want to thank everyone for calling in. This is Elmira going wild. I'm Lucky Me, a.k.a. Mr. New City. And I want to give a shout-out. I want to give a shout-out to all the callers. Shout-out to Middle X. Look out for that mixtape coming. Look out for the Seventh Element. Also, look out for my book that got coming out, co-writer, Farron. I forgot her name. Sorry, Farron. Shout-out to Farron. Shout-out to my baby mom. Shout-out to all my kids. Oh, 60 seconds. Shout-out to the people who support me. And shout-out to everyone who watches my videos. Shout-out to everyone. I want you guys that don't like me to watch every single one and tell me everything you don't like about it or whatever. And thank you for everybody who called in. And, you know what I'm saying, got my little money up today or whatever on the radio show. All right. Everyone who's listening on the computer, shout-out, because I get paid for that, too. When you're at home and you click it and you're listening, you're sitting back, you're like, fuck that nigga. Fuck that nigga. He talking shit. He's a bum-ass nigga. He's pussy. Yeah, I'm pussy, but my bank account says, choo-choo. Because every time you click the link, I get paid. Eh, ding, you're mad. So that's where we're going with that. 20 seconds left. 607-215-1620. Cash for Gold, 707 Lake Street. Black people, I want to encourage you. Be smart. Own your own business or whatever. You don't see white people trying to kill each other over nonsense. Nonsense. Get your money up. Own your own business. And stop fighting for these hoes. I'm out. I'm a Kid Lucky. Thank you to all the callers.